You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Howard Simon in studio with us this morning, our favorite sports guy around here. And we're talking about the Bills' schedule release. The wait finally over. They released it last night. So how is the schedule settling in?
By the way, I just noticed what you're wearing today. Are you going to be working at Starbucks?
Could be.
You have a black T-shirt on. I thought, is this a solidarity thing?
We are in solidarity.
Okay. You're wearing black, but I'm in gray. Sorry, I didn't get the memo. But
you would never cut it. You would never make it.
I'll give you my drink order when we're done.
All right.
I'm sorry. What was your first question?
How is this schedule settling in with you?
That's good. It's fine. Yeah. I mean, we always make ourselves nuts over schedules, but I think the thing that initially stood out is, of course, you'd look at the first part of the schedule and go, it's very favorable on paper, as opposed to a year ago. When the schedule came out, we looked at the first six games and thought, wow, that's really hard. There's a bunch of night games. There was the road game with Baltimore. I forget how it all played out, but we were thinking, man, if they got 4-2 in the first six games, that would be acceptable. I'm sure the most optimistic fans are thinking they're going to be 7-0 facing Kansas City. But, I mean, worst case scenario, you would think no worse than 7-2. So I like it, Susan. I think it's on paper. It's a easier first month and a half. And you'd look at it and go, where's the gauntlet? There's no obvious stretch where you go, oh, my goodness, that month is going to be brutal. So I think it played out nicely.
Come on, the Patriots and the Browns back-to-back? You don't think that's a gauntlet?
You're worried about that one, Brian?
That's right.
I mean, if you look at it, I mean, you might, that inside the Kansas City to Cincinnati stretch, it starts the Chiefs at the top of that, the Bengals at the bottom, but in there, at Miami, Tampa here, I mean, at Houston could be a tough game, right? They should be good this year. At Pittsburgh, we don't even know who their quarterback is. So that's the other thing, too. I don't think there's anything you would look at and go, well, they better build up a bunch of wins, because when they hit this stretch, it's going to be really hard. So I think it's fine. We kind of expected the Bills to have a lot of night games.
Do you look at this differently now in your retirement era?
Oh, yeah.
Than you did back then? Because I'm wondering it would be one thing to look at it like, all right, Bills, you got the Jets, Dolphins, Saints, Patriots, Falcons, like really, Panthers, it's time to, get off the bat early. I'm more, when I look at the schedule, I more look at the times and home or away more so than I look at the opponent based on how I'm going to set up. Have you transitioned to that yet?
Yeah, I don't care as much. No, I mean, I would, when the schedule came out, I didn't want any night games.
Yeah.
I hated the Bills playing on holidays. I never wanted them to be on Thanksgiving because that's a family day, obviously. Right. I would always look and count how many Sunday 1 o'clock games. I'm old school. I'm older, so I'm in my routine. So anything that's not Sunday at 1 o'clock well, 4:30. All right, so the game doesn't end until 7:30, 7:45. Mm-hmm. Then I got to do my notes. I got to listen to the postgame show. I got to write an article. Now it's going to be, I'm not done till 10. So I would always look at it based on my work schedule. Now I'm just, yeah, okay, fine, whatever.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, and I don't worry.
We looked at it this morning as, oh, wow, the first six games, four of them are night games. Ooh, and we have to work the next morning.
That's not good for people who have to be on the air at 5 a.m., huh?
Yeah.
It's not ideal.
Wow, I really feel bad for you, too.
But I was saying, too, it's not great for the getting into the flow of a season. It's what I like to call it. Because there's something about Howard. The opening game.
Yeah.
1 o'clock on a Sunday.
It's nice.
You're getting together with everyone who you think, like, all right, we're going to watch games together. This it might not be all of us at the same time, but I'll be watching games with you people for the next 4 months of my mm-hmm. life.
Yep.
And you can all get together, enjoy it, and then you get into a groove, and you get a couple weeks in a row. It's like, all right, this is nice. You got a nice little routine there. I'm going to tell you, 8:20 on a Sunday to kick off the season, I'm watching this game alone on my couch.
Well, that's not a problem for me because I never allow anybody to watch games with me.
Really? You're just...
Never. Even in semi-retirement.
Even, really?
Never. Oh. I go in my... Because I'm still working. I'm still taking notes. I'm on Twitter. I'm working. Okay. I have to... I'm not a good person to watch a Bills game with because I get upset. If things aren't going well, I don't want to have a conversation during football, right? If you're watching with friends, you're all talking during the game.
You're missing things.
Absolutely not happening. I don't want anybody talking to me. Don't bother me. Don't come in the basement. Leave me alone. If I hear my wife walking down the basement steps, I will yell at her and say, go away. So, Brian, it's not a problem for me because right. I'm not social during the games. I get the biggest problem with the schedule that week one is you got to wait until Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
You waited however many months for the season to start. Thursday, there's a game.
Yeah.
Sunday, there's games. You're sitting there at one going, come on, I want to see the Bills already. Mm-hmm. I got to wait till 8:30.
That's right.
So that's the only problem with that first Sunday
night.
Tough
to do.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah. What about the last game, the last regular season home game against the Jets?
Yeah,
January 4th. What do you think that's going to be like?
Well, I don't think it'll be. I get it. It's the last regular, but it's probably not the last home game.
We
right?
hope not. Right?
They should be in the playoffs. They should win the division, which would get them at least one home playoff game. So I did not look at the schedule and think, who's that last home game against? Because there will be another home game. So I honestly, Susan, the thought never crossed my mind on what will that be like. That'll be it, because I fully anticipate at least one more home game.
See,
after that.
To me, that's the goodbye. Because if you're at a game in the playoffs, you're so you're focused on the game,
right.
You know, the outcome, will you move on? You're marching toward the Super Bowl, and all the focus is on this. To me, that Jets game, whether or not there's another game, I'm going to assume, too, that there will be another game.
Yeah.
That's the opportunity to be like, all right, you know, soak it all in.
So that's when you're going to remove your seat and leave the stadium with it.
That's the hacksaw game.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure you're going to start taking souvenirs, maybe grab something out of the bathroom.
But
I
that's like the emotional goodbye, because let's face it, you're playing the Jets.
Right.
Come on.
Could be, I mean, you hope it's a meaningless game, by the way, that the division's wrapped up. Maybe the one seed is wrapped up and the game means
nothing. You
could
go into that game not knowing whether it's the last game or not at the stadium, which would be interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. It maybe you're right. It might be, that might be where Bills fans decide to have like the final tribute to the stadium, because a playoff game will be a completely different. If that game means nothing, playoff game, you'll be all keyed up.
Is there one thing you'd want to take from the stadium?
You know what? Somebody, we were talking about this last night at the Bisons game, like what one thing would you take? And I was trying to think of something. I don't have an answer for you. I was trying to think of something like media related.
Right.
Like I didn't broadcast the games. If I did, it would be something from the broadcast booth. I mean, you know, a chair I sat in the press box? No. I mean, the video board would be kind of cool, actually. I
think that'd be nice. I would look great over your TV.
In my backyard.
What is that? A
right by the pool.
Nice. I think
that'd be really, or a Sony?
Well, I like Sony, but I'm flexible.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the video board would be really cool to have, actually.
That would be great.
Yeah.
It might be bigger than you imagine, though.
The AFC Championship trophies, are there? Can we have memorabilia?
I don't know if that works out. I don't know.
I think they should keep those.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking that probably, I mean, there will be a Wall of Fame in the new stadium. If not, they should take those down and give them to the players. Like the, where their names and numbers are, like just take that off when you remove everything in the stadium. Like let Thurman have his, let Jim.
I think
he'd
be stunned at how big it is.
Right.
I don't even know how big it is. That's like, how is it, like the size of one wall here? Or
I think it would, one name would take up that entire
wall. Because it, obviously it looks tiny on television.
Right.
But it never occurred to me, like, I wonder how big those slabs are, whatever you call them.
Put it on the side. You're on the Wall of Fame, right? I'm just going to put your name on the side of my house.
Wall of shame. Yeah. What would you guys take? What, you would want a urinal, probably. Right?
I was going to say a trough.
The trough.
It's the easy answer.
You know what? That's a great answer.
Set it up outside, when you have parties, make it drain at the house, to my neighbor's yard.
That's
we're
right.
Good.
You don't have to rent like a porta potty. You could just set the trough up.
Yep.
That's right. He's right. You?
I'll take a field goal.
You want the uprights?
The
you want one of the uprights?
Yeah, maybe
the full
part
upright.
Of it.
Could you imagine putting that up in your backyard?
I can see you and Tim walking through the parking lot carrying this with your kids. Like the four of you just say, hey, all right, open up the back of the car.
The birds are doinking off of it. And
Have it stick out the back, a little flag on the end so nobody hits it. Yeah. I love
all
that.
All right. Howard, always great to have you in.
Nice to see you, folks.
Thank you.
All right.
Howard,
see you
Simon
in football season.
Helping us break down the Bills schedule.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.